Signs by Tomorrow. This is Angie.
Hey, Angie, is Donald in by chance?
Can I ask his call?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
With Cardiff?
Cardiff, correct.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, this is Don.
Hey, Donald. This is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Good, good. I'm actually just calling to follow up on an offer that we had sent you here. It's looking like it was about 2 weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you had done with Great America a few years back in 2012. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
No.
Okay, well, it was based off some good lending history that you had, as well as your D&B credit profile. The offer we sent out was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. You guys have been pre-approved for right around $250K. I just wanted to kind of touch base and see where the business was at. Maybe if you were looking to bring on some new equipment or some additional capital for some projects you had coming up.
Yeah, we're probably 6-8 months away from our next purchase. So.
I see. What was it you guys were maybe looking to do?
Probably a flatbed.
A flatbed?
Yeah.
Early, probably looking early next year?
Yeah, late this, early next.
Is that usually when business kind of picks up for you, or is that just kind of a usual thing?
Down.
Oh, so it's cheaper?
So we can learn the equipment before it does get busy.
I see. I see. Is the technology on that type of stuff growing pretty quick, or?
It did the last 5 years, but it's kind of, I've kind of let it settle. I'm not a bleeding edge kind of guy, so.
Uh-huh, I see.
I'm just waiting for my business, just the right product mix. If my product mix don't meet the need, then I won't buy it. But it's,
yeah, of course.
We're getting to the point that it does. We're getting the volumes. We're reaching the volumes and the product mix that.
Do you specialize in any specific kind of? You guys are sign manufacturers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it anything in specific that you guys do, or are you guys just kind of all over the place?
We're kind of all over the place, but we do a ton of usually that equipment's for a lot of outside signage.
I see.
Kind of replaces screen printing. Somebody's finally come up with a cheaper alternative to the old-fashioned screen printing.
I see.
It also cuts labor out of the, You print directly on the substrate, so you're not having somebody, you're not printing vinyl and then having to apply it to the substrate.
I see. And what was the flatbed going to be used for?
That's what the flatbed does.
I see. Okay.
Like, instead of printing roll to roll and then applying that printed vinyl to, say, a piece of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the piece of aluminum right up on the flatbed and it prints directly on the aluminum.
Oh, wow. I see why you kind of need that to get used to the new technology then. That's a big switch for you.
Yeah, we'll do both. But, I mean, it frees up the printer and frees up a person. But they're also about $100,000. So.
I was just about to ask, what's something like that going to run you? So,
So you got to have the right product mix.
Yeah, I mean, is that $100,000 new or used?
That's new.
That's new. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those equipment in your fleet right now, or are you just working with the other technology?
We do all roll to roll right now.
I see.
But we are rapidly approaching the volumes that would make it smart for us to go ahead and invest in that.
I see. So is it kind of your busy season right now, or are you guys kind of, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we have a little bit of a lull around the 4th of July, but not much of one.
So. I see. I mean, what's the hesitation then on maybe waiting until the end of the year to bring something like that on if it's going to kind of lower costs and ramp up production there for you?
I don't have time to train 2 or 3 people.
I see. It's the training and all that.
Yeah, we're too busy doing it the slow way to learn how to do it the fast way.
I gotcha. I mean,
that sounds stupid.
No,
it is.
I see. I mean, being busy and stuff like that, I guess, isn't the worst issue you could have as for your business. So,
okay. But in November, December, January, you know, we're probably doing half the volume we're doing right now. So,
oh wow, it's that drastic really change.
We could concentrate on getting the machine running, getting it calibrated, getting all the bugs worked out of it.
Okay.
How it works.
Is there a vendor you guys have used in the past for when you do bring on equipment, or is it financed?
There's two or three different manufacturers I'm looking at. HP, CET Color.
You just go directly through the company? They'll do like a self-financing?
Sometimes. Or I go to my local bank, or I go to guys like you.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on, you know, usually the banks will give you the best rates if they'll lend you the money.
That's usually the issue there, is whether they'll be able to get you the full amount and if they're going to be able to get it to you in time. That's kind of one of the issues there with going through your local bank. But, it definitely sounds something like we could maybe help you out there down the road. I know you said you probably don't. What was that?
Give us a try late October or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know what, I could probably just check in early next quarter and just kind of see where you're at. Do you have a good email? I could shoot you my information here. That way, you got it if something does come up before then.
It's D. Eldridge.
D. Aldridge.
D. Eldridge with an E.
Eldridge. Okay.
Eldridge. At signsbytomorrow.com.
@signsbytomorrow.com. Yeah, I'll shoot you an information here. It'll kind of summarize the offer that we had sent out to you, and it'll have my contact information there as well. If anything does come up before then, or if you want to get to know the programs that we do offer here a little bit more, definitely feel free to give me a call. And with the equipment side of the financing that we do here, the process to get approved is actually fairly quick. There's very little paperwork that we deal with here. Being a secondary market here, you're going to be able to get the capital much quicker there for the equipment, and the offer is good for 90 days as well. So it'll be kind of good shopping power for you to have in the back pocket come time to purchasing that equipment. If you choose to use us, by all means, if it doesn't make sense or benefit the company, we're not trying to step on any toes there. So.
All right.
If I don't hear back, you know, I'll check early next quarter. But wish you the best of luck, and keep doing the good things you're doing.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Have a good one, Donald.
Bye.